The government says the economy grew by 7.2% during the third quarter of the year, the fastest pace since 1984. It was an even better number than most economists were expecting, and it represents further evidence that the economy has rebounded from several years of sluggish growth. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
7.2% sounds pretty good. How good is that?
That is very good. Just to compare it, growth was 3.3% in the second quarter. Everyone knew this would be stronger than that. The consensus was about 6%, and we have a number that is even bigger than everybody thought. So it's good news for the economy as a whole. It's also good news for President Bush, whose popularity has been hurt by the way the economy is going. It also sent it made the dollar stronger. It sent bond yields up. Now the bond markets are thinking, you know, the Federal Reserve has to eventually raise interest rates, and this is just more evidence that they'll have to do so.
Well, what's responsible for this spurt here?
Well, there were several things. One, business spending has really improved. You remember for a long time companies were not investing in new equipment, new software. They were nervous about conditions. Now the Commerce Department says capital spending was up 11.1%. Which is very strong. Consumer spending was up 6.6%. That's the biggest increase since 1988. It was to some extent because of the tax cuts, especially the child credit tax checks that a lot of people got. Everyone thought that would stimulate growth, and it appears to have done so.
Can this be sustained, or is this just a bubble of some sort?
Well, we probably won't see growth this fast in the fourth quarter. Once the tax rebate checks have been spent, you're not going to get this kind of growth again. A lot of economists say that things should slow down to maybe 4 or 5%, but that's still pretty good.
How much growth do you get before you get jobs?
Well, that is the really key question, the important question here. We are seeing some incremental changes in the job market. Last month, for instance, there were 57,000 new payroll jobs created. That was the first increase in 8 months, but it is still weak. Unemployment claims have been slowly coming down. There was another report today that said they fell again last week. But we are still not seeing job growth at a rate that is enough to keep pace with the way the population is growing. And a lot of economists say we're still likely to see something of an uptick in the unemployment rate over the next few months before things improve. They also say what they always say, which is that unemployment is a sort of lagging indicator. The companies are still nervous about hiring. Once they see the economy start to grow, that the economy is growing so fast, they will begin to think more about putting people on staff. And with numbers like these that we're seeing today, that's going to come sooner rather than later.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.